Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday, we finished our study of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Let's listen as we start a new study in the book of 1 John today.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready today as we get started in a study of the book of the Bible that I have covered once on radio. Now, it's interesting for me to say that because I normally just go from one book to another book with a subject in between, a short series in between, but I've never gone back to study the same book. But here's a book probably 10, 12 years ago or more that we did on radio, verse by verse, and we're going to do it again, and yet it is going to be much different. So I hope that you'll have your Bibles ready as today we start the little book of 1 John, the epistle of 1 John. We'll be going through all five chapters here over the next weeks and months, and I hope that you will be ready and follow along with us. It may be a little book, but remember, dynamite comes in small packages. Oh, I am excited about this study, and I hope that you will be excited about it too. Now, before we get into our study today, I always like to just take a little bit of time with our listeners before I get into a study. With each break, I like to either announce something or say something. And some of you may be coming south for Christmas time, and it'll be getting close when this study's going on. As a matter of fact, I'm going to break into this study somewhere along the line, probably in the next few weeks, just to have the question and answer period that we have each year. But for right now, I am looking at this idea of coming near Christmas time. We would like to invite you to visit Ocala, Florida. It's a beautiful place. And visit with us at Central Baptist Church. We would enjoy getting to meet you. As a matter of fact, if you do visit us, I'd like you to come up and introduce yourself to me after the services so I can know you. And as a matter of fact, if we can meet before the services, I'd like to tell people that you're a listener to our radio program. So I hope that you can come by and be part of it. And I also hope that you will be able to be there for Sunday service. If you're there on December the 15th or December the 17th, we're going to have our cantata. It's a great thing. Our choir will be singing at 7 o'clock on December the 15th, and then at 6 o'clock on Sunday, December the 17th. Again, that's Friday, December the 15th at 7, and Sunday, December 17th at 6 o'clock. And our choir will do a great job with that cantata. I've already read through it. Boy, it is tremendous with a great message and great music. I hope that you will be able to visit us during Christmas time, and I would love to be able to meet you. Now, also, let me just say this, and many of you have listened to this broadcast for years now, and yet you've never written. And our announcer gives you our address. Let me just give it to you. If you have pencil and paper, I trust that you'll write this down. But our address is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue. That's 36, okay? 36th Avenue, Ocala. That's O-C-A-L-A, Florida. And our zip code is 34471. I like to get your questions. I also enjoy getting your comments on messages and all that. Now, some people will say, I heard you today, and I want to ask a question. Well, understand, when you hear me, I may have recorded that sermon anywhere 2 to 4 months before you hear it. So I try to take Wednesdays and take time on Wednesdays to record. As a matter of fact, right now I'm a little bit behind. And so this is the first Wednesday of September, and I am recording 1 John starting today. And so I think it'd be sometime November it comes on. But boy, I tell you what, I'm usually at least 3 months ahead of time. And so I'll be doing some catching up over these next few weeks as we get into this study. I also would encourage you to go to our website. Our announcer gives that to you at the end of each broadcast, and you can learn more about our church, about us. And we even have an app that you can listen to our radio station, WTYG. I believe if you go to the app store for the smartphone, then you can go to that and just put in WTYG, or the iPhone, go to WTYG. Both phones there are really just free apps for it, and you can listen to our radio station 24/7. All you have to do is type in WTYG and get the app and listen 24/7. I would also encourage you to be faithful to your church. Now, you know, I've said that many times. I've always said that your tithe belongs to your church, and I still believe that. Your tithe belongs to your local church. A tithe is 10% of your income. As a matter of fact, even an offering. Now, we have Faith Promise Missions, and so our people not only give a tithe, but they give a certain amount they've promised for missions, and that goes through our church. And some just give offerings, a love offering. And so there's that comes in, and I think that's a good deal in every local church, because you are in fellowship, partnership with those people to serve God and to spread His gospel around the world. If God would lay on your heart an offering for this radio station by which you're listening, or for this radio program, Lamp and Light, then we would ask that it not be your tithe or that belongs to your local church, it be above that. And take care of your local church first. But also I want to say this. We don't take the place of your pastor. And I always say this is your radio pastor, and by that I simply mean a radio Bible teacher. I'm not your actual pastor in your local church. The man that's the pastor of your local church is, and he's the one you go to first. And so again, let me tell you that when you have sickness, he's going to be at your bed and not me, okay? Some of you live in other countries, let alone other states. And so understand, love your pastor, support your pastor, encourage your pastor. But I also want to say something, just a little bit of a curveball to you, perhaps. If you have a church, they don't meet on Sunday night. They don't meet on Wednesday night. Or if they do have a Wednesday night, it's a bunch of clubs. And it's not really getting into prayer and Bible study. Then that may not be the church that God would have you to be in. Now, you have to pray about that. But you make sure that the church that you belong to is a Bible preaching, Bible-believing church. Always check what your pastor says. I tell our people, check what I say. The people of Berea were more noble than us at Thessalonica, and that they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so that they were teaching. One of the ones teaching was the Apostle Paul. And so, yet those people searched the scriptures, and that is a wise thing to do. So let me encourage you to search the scriptures and make sure that what he's saying lines up with Scripture. Whenever there's a difference between the Word of God and the preacher, the Word of God is always right, and the preacher is always wrong when there is a difference. So, again, in your area where you live, if there's a church that meets Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, is it going to be a perfect church? I haven't seen one in all my lifetime. I'm the pastor of one and of a church, and it's not a perfect church. Mainly because their pastor is not a perfect person or a perfect pastor. So I'm sure that the same would be said of your pastor and on down the line. So again, be in a Bible preaching church. Church that preaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are. I would only ask that you would ask others to listen. to our broadcast, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And encourage your pastor to listen to and let him know that we're his friend, not his enemy. We want to be a blessing to his ministry, not to hurt it. And as long as we preach the word and he preaches the word, I think that we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Amen? Amen. All right. Well, today we start in 1 John. And as my practice is, I want to, before we start a book of the Bible, is to have a word of prayer. And then we'll get started. And so let's do that today. Father, I pray now that as we start today this study of the book of 1 John, I pray that you'd give me clearness of thought, great sensitivity to thy Holy Spirit. Help me to rightly divide your word. I pray that I'll preach it as it is, teach it as it is to men as they are. Lord, I pray that you'll be ahead of all my feelings and fleshly ways, and that it'll be thy Spirit, so that it would edify and strengthen brethren across this country. Now, Lord, and across this world that listen in other countries. Now, Lord, I can only ask that your good hand be upon me for every time I record and every time it goes out. Lord, please, I'm needy. I need you. And so I pray that you would. I pray that you would speak in me and through me to touch the hearts of people. In Jesus Christ's most precious and holy name, I pray it. Amen and amen. Okay, now, we'll be in the book of 1 John, starting with verses 1 and 2. As I said, I did this before on radio well over 10 years ago, probably closer to 15. But also let me point this out. This is going to be different than the first time I went through 1 John, okay? So the first time I went through 1 John, I probably read at least 10 books or more, studied all the Greek and things of that nature, all the technical aspects, because I wanted people to have a good foundation to this book. One might say that back then I gave the ingredients that one would have in, as when one makes a cake. I gave you much in the way of, you might say, academic and doctrinal foundations. I also found that when I did that in my own church, that I even had people lead the church in the study, because some of the things in the foundation oppose their religious philosophies, and yet we taught the truth. And again, just like I said, it's kind of like baking a cake. The ingredients are not things one eats by itself. I certainly wouldn't eat some of the things by themselves that are in it. And there's always, seems like there's milk involved and flour. I wouldn't eat a spoonful of flour. And the kind of milk you use is usually not something that you put in a glass to drink. Nearly every ingredient and to the human taste is disgusting.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.